Hello and welcome to Live from Hochstein. I'm Mona Segetola-Slami and I'm so glad you're here for this lunchtime concert broadcast live from the stage of the Performance Hall at the Hochstein School of Music and Dance in Rochester. Today we're going to hear a cello song and dance, a farewell to winter and music by Piazzolla, and Prokofiev with a personal connection, all played by bright, passionate young musicians from the Eastman School of Music. These superb string soloists have all been recognized for their particular excellence in music performance by the faculty at Eastman. Please welcome the first of our soloists to the stage, cellist Noémie Raymond-Frisset and pianist Gloria Engel. Noémie is currently pursuing her doctorate of musical arts at the Eastman School of Music. She began playing violin at age 4, switched to cello at 7, and she's performed around the world and won competitions and prizes in Europe, Canada, and the United States, including for her thoughtful interpretation of musical works, and has been particularly praised for her sensitive and refined playing. Noémie describes the music she'll be playing for us today as being close to her roots, since she is French-Canadian, and this piece is by French composer Francis Poulenc. She's described these two selections as full of bright colors and swift atmospheric changes. We're going to hear cellist Noémie Raymond-Frisset and pianist Gloria Engel in Cavatine, a song, and Balabil, a dance, from the cello sonata by Francis Poulenc.
Thank you.
Carmel Frise and pianist Gloria Engel playing selections from the cello sonata by Francis Poulenc here on Live from Hochstein. Noemi is the principal cellist and co-artistic director of the Eastman Cello Ensemble, and you can hear her playing with them later this season on Live from Hochstein. That performance will be coming up on May 16th. Today, we're being treated to beautiful performances from superb string soloists from the Eastman School of Music, and our next string player is violinist Sua Chung. Please join me in welcoming her and pianist Corey Silberstein to the stage. Sua will be playing the first movement of the second sonata for violin and piano by Sergei Prokofiev, and she has a special connection to this music. Prokofiev originally wrote the sonata for flute, but then transformed it into a violin sonata for the legendary violinist David Oistrakh, who was her teacher's teacher. Oistrakh taught Ole Krise, who is now Chung's professor at Eastman. And she says, "Because I learned this piece from my teacher, who learned it from its dedicatee, I felt a strong connection to the sonata from the beginning. It was the piece she played at her first recital at Eastman, and then when she first played with the pianist who's on stage here today, fellow student Corey Silberstein." Sua describes this music as connecting her to my teacher, my pianist, and people I care about. Here are Sua Chung and Corey Silberstein with the first movement of Prokofiev's Violin Sonata No. 2 on Live from Hochstein. Thank you. Violinist Sua Chung and pianist Corey Silberstein were both doctoral students at the Eastman School of Music, playing the first movement of the Violin Sonata No. 2 by Sergei Prokofiev. Sua began her musical studies on the piano at the age of 4 and on violin at 11 and made her solo debut at 17 with the Rinnai Orchestra in South Korea and went on to win prizes in several competitions and perform as a soloist and with a number of professional orchestras. Here she is again with pianist Corey Silberstein playing Liebeslied, a love song by Fritz Kreisler. Thank you. Sweetest Leap, Love Song by Fritz Kreisler, played here by violinist Dua Chung and pianist Corey Silberstein. This is live from Hochstein, broadcast live from the stage of the Performance Hall at the Hochstein School of Music and Dance in Rochester, New York, heard on WXXI Classical 91.5 and 90.3, and streaming around the world at classical915.org. Today's program stars superb string soloists from the Eastman School of Music, and our next soloist is a guitarist, Sung Min Lee. Please join me in welcoming him to the stage. Sung Min is a classical guitarist whose passion for music started at the age of 12, when he first grew interested in fingerstyle guitar and then discovered his love for classical music, sparking his interest in classical guitar, which he studies now as an undergraduate student at the Eastman School of Music. We are going to hear guitarist Sung Min Lee play music by Astor Piazzolla, a good farewell to the season that is just past, or at least is trying to be past. We're going to hear Winter in Buenos Aires by Astor Piazzolla with guitarist Sung Min Lee. Thank you. Buenos Aires by Astor Piazzolla, as arranged by Sergio Assad. We heard it played here on Live from Hochstein by guitarist Sungmin Lee. In addition to what you're hearing today, you can find some marvelous performances by Sungmin on his YouTube channel. He includes playing music by Duke Ellington, as well as Johann Sebastian Bach, and some of his own arrangements. And Sungmin is particularly fond of music from Latin American countries. He started a Brazilian guitar duo with a friend from Eastman who shares the same love of Latin American music. And for the final piece on today's program, Sungmin Lee takes us to Brazil with A Felicidade by Antonio Carlos Jobim, as arranged by Roland Dion. Thank you. A Felicidade, some good musical wishes in a piece by Antonio Carlos Jobim, played for us here by guitarist Sungmin Lee. He's finishing his bachelor's degree at the Eastman School of Music this spring. After that, Sungmin says he hopes to go to graduate school, aiming to get his doctorate in music and eventually teaching at a university, as well as continuing to perform. It's been great to have Sungmin Lee share his music with us, along with all the student musicians from Eastman who played on Live from Hochstein today. They're joining us now on the stage, cellist Noemi Raymond-Frisse, violinist Sua Chung, and pianist Gloria Engel and Corey Silberstein. Bravo to all these wonderful musicians. I hope you can tune in or stop by next week for the RPO Marimba Band and Melodious Mallets on Live from Hochstein. You can see a complete list of all the programs and listen to select past episodes in the series at classical915.org. Live from Hochstein is produced by WXXI and the Hochstein School of Music and Dance. Peggy Quackenbush is the president and executive director of the Hochstein School. The broadcast engineers are Andrew Croucher and Robert Braden. The studio engineer is Julia Figueres. Today's director and the executive producer of Live from Hochstein is Gene Fisher. I'm Mona Segatola-Slami. Thank you for listening to Live from Hochstein, a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.